This meeting is now being recorded.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the new GTLD Subsequent Procedures Subteam Track 2, Legal Regulatory Issue, held on Thursday the 8th of September 2016. In the interest of time, there will be no roll call as we have quite a few participants. Attendance will be taken by the Adobe Connect room only. If you are only on the audio bridge, could you please let yourselves be known now?
Hi, it's Susan Payne here. I'm trying to get into the Adobe room, but at the moment I'm only on the audio.
Thank you, Susan. I'll note that. Hearing no further names, I would like to remind everyone to please state your name before speaking for recording purposes and to please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I'll turn it back over to our co-chairs, Michael Fleming and Phil Buckingham. Please begin.
Hi, everybody. It's Phil Buckingham here for the record. I'm really sorry about that. Seems a bit in the process. I'd like to start the first Pro Work Track 2 meeting with a few lines I've just put together. It goes as follows. Welcome to the first Subpro Work Track 2 legal and regulatory call. I hope you have each received my email that I sent to go. Many thanks for giving up your personal and being a participant or an observer. Michael and I would actively encourage observers to become participants, but we appreciate everybody is juggling the job with commitments, other commitments. I actually currently run an apple farm for my sins. The list is a who's who of ICANN, with many of you have been involved in the African Guidebook and Round 1. So let's tap into those experiences and the vast knowledge you all have. I think the key point with these legal and regulatory issues is to decide what has gone wrong and what has gone right during Round 1 so that Round 2 leads to a more and better consumer choice, consumer trust, and competition. Mike and I look forward to working as part of the team to set out our objectives and deliver on time and to work effectively and efficiently. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Phil, for that introduction. Michael Fleming for the record. I'd just like to jump back at the first agenda item, the Statement of Interest update, and then kind of go over the agenda very briefly again. First of all, as for statement of interest updates, I believe there might have been a few participants in regards to this working track that needed to submit a statement of interest, although that was a check I did 3 days ago. But if we could just get those updated and out there, that would be for the benefit of everyone. Thank you. And then kind of a little going over of the agenda, Phil did provide a more updated and detailed agenda roughly a few hours prior to myself sending out the one a few days ago. So I'd like just to go over the agenda very briefly for the overall participants and those who are only participating on audio. First of all, we have the welcome speech that Phil has briefly gone over, and we have our objectives as well as our teamwork. Then we're looking at the project management, the tasks, the current timeline, discussing a critical path and parallel work track. And this is where we'll kind of be looking at the categorization of issues and the prioritization and how we just as a group as a whole would like to move forward. Then we'll be looking at a detailed work plan, kind of outlining where how everything will come together. And then we'll be looking at working track two rules. I know the word rules is kind of rough and strict for a lot of people, but not so much as rules, but as, for example, practices, how best we have our communication, what devices we would be using, and roughly look at the meeting times that would best suit all of us. And then as for number six, this is working methods, as well as the allocation of tasks and the individual skill sets. This is where we will be looking at how each of our own individual skill sets work towards the overall allocation of our tasks. For number seven, we'll be having you're looking at the current key headers and then the subheaders list of what we need to do. And if we have time, we would like to jump into the base agreement, the probably one of the more controversial subjects in regards to this legal and regulatory working draft that we're dealing with. And then we have some action point. If we have any action points for our next call, we just like to get that clear and out of the way. So that's a brief look at our agenda for this meeting. I'd like to remind everyone to speak slowly, as this is going to be recorded, and we'll have non-English speakers listening. Just in the interest of everyone, I think it would be best to keep that in mind. And then kind of a little a little introduction of my own. I'm currently, I think, about 5 a.m. over here in Japan, but at the same time, I'm probably not all there at the current time. So I'll be kind of supporting Phil on this call, and I will keep moving forward. So Phil, would you take us for the objectives and teamwork? Thank you. Phil, are you there? I think Phil might be having some technical issues, but Paul McGrady, you have your hand up. Would you have something to say?
Thanks. This is Paul McGrady. So under number 8, key header base agreement, that's a big starting point. In our work plan somewhere, are we also going to look at the terms and conditions in the applicant guidebook? It would seem that maybe those would go ahead of the base agreement in terms of the process, since they're first in time. Thanks.
Thanks, Paul. I think that's kind of what we need to look at as a starting point in regards to the overall work, what do we have to deal with. I don't want to rule out any tasks that we have and anything that would need to come prior to. But prioritization, I think, is what we need to address, and I think that will also work to address your question. Phil, do we have contact with you again?
Hi, this is Terry, and the system's still dialing out to Phil. Apologies about the delay.
Okay. In regards to that, I would like to kind of move forward at the current time then. Now that we kind of have the welcome speech out, and I'd kind of look at the objectives and the teamwork that we have. So first of all, I believe every individual has their own individual objective, and on the whole, I do know that will come to tie in to work, that will come to tie in together with the overall objective of this working track. And I'd kind of like to remind everyone that the key players that we have here are people that have been involved since the making of the applicant guidebook. So we have quite a team of participants here with their own individual strengths that will probably be able to work in very well to talk about these issues and put together what we need to talk about. So I think our objectives will work in to put everything together. So Phil, you're unable to connect. Okay. In that sense, I will just keep pushing on. To move forward then, kind of looking at look at category item number 3 on the agenda, I'd like everyone to turn to the current page that is viewed in the Adobe Connect here. If you'd like, I believe Phil has sent out the current timetable of what we originally had if you can turn your attention to that one, that might be better. If you can turn your attention to your own attachment, that might be a little bit better to view in regards to this. So kind of looking at what we have here, Phil has put together what was on the final issue report, as well as looking at getting everything that we're doing a task number. And then we would like to kind of look at doing giving everything a priority number. First of all, what we have here as a start date and the finish date is what we already have, and it's a drafted overall team schedule. Between Phil and myself, we discussed this, and we found that it was kind of difficult to understand, and that perhaps we need to look at prioritization and the grouping of certain issues that will allow us to work better, work more effectively, and to formulate a working, not sub-working tracks per se, but to kind of form the grouping of issues that will allow us to work with everything in parallel. So to go over the first current timetable, if we go from overall, we can see that we had draft requests for constituencies, seek input from SOA/AC, and integrate input from all of the following. The reason I believe we've grayed these out is that these are things that we need to do down the line, and we need to do eventually to seek community feedback. But in the overall interest of everything, we need to look at merely the issues at this current time. Kind of assigning when we will be seeking community feedback, I think, is too early in this point. So I'd just like to kind of ignore the current start date and finish date we have for this, and then come back to these when we believe that it is necessary to seek community feedback on this. Phil is still having issues. Okay. So I will keep pressing on. So first of all, we have reserve names, registrant protections, TLD rollout, IGO/NGO procedures, closed generics, contractual compliance, global public interest, second level RPNs, registrar non-discrimination, registry/registrar, as well as our favorite topic, the base registry agreement. First of all, a lot of these issues have dependencies, meaning that we are depending upon current reviews that are going on in order to better assist us in the content that we need to be discussing. Looking at the current schedule, hello, can everyone still hear me, or am I just talking to myself?
We can hear you, Michael.
Okay. This is Terry. I can firmly hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought I heard some other life out there. Does anyone have any questions at this point, or are they comfortable with me just pressing forward? Sorry. I'd like to confirm that.
Hey, Michael, this is Jeff Newman. Can I get in?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm in my car, so it might echo a little. I think we should put as an action item, I think Paul raised a good point about the applicant terms and conditions. I don't think that was previously a topic we listed in this work track, but I think it's a good one. And so if we could capture that and put that into, we'll work on putting that into the timeline. But I think that's a good one to add.
Definitely. Let's put that in there. Just for everyone to know, this is not I don't want to say this is non-exhaustive, but at the same time, though, if they feel that there are issues that are not being addressed that we need to look at that within our own mandate of legal and regulatory issues, then definitely please bring those issues forward so we can discuss them and put them in the overall timeline. Okay, then. Just one moment. So kind of jumping back to the reserve, the current, okay, Bill is still trying to dial in. Thank you. Okay. So kind of looking at the current schedule of what we have for reserve names. Currently, we are scheduled to start from August 15th of 2016 through February 10th of 2017. Obviously, reserve names has a lot of issues and a lot of questions behind everything. We have to I know that we went over the questions last week that Jeff was so kind enough to organize, but just for everyone's own recollection, we are currently trying to review the composition of the reserve names list to determine if additions, modifications, or subtractions are needed. Within this, we have single letter, two letters, special characters, and we also need to evaluate if the implementation matched expectations, recommendations of the reserve names working group, and review whether geographic names requirements are appropriate. And I do note that there is currently a working group. There is a GNSO/CNSO charted cross-community working group on the use of country and territory names as top-level domains, focused on a policy framework for country and territory names, and efforts should be made to avoid duplicative work. In addition, capital city names, city names may also warrant discussion in this regard. So I believe we need to work together in regards to, with that group at the same time. But I note that this is also a very, there's a lot of legal issues in regards to this, whether countries have certain rights to names or whether or not they don't. Does everyone believe that we have enough allocated time in regards to finish this for the 120 days? I believe this is the one with the most allocated time next to the base registry agreement.
Michael, this is Jeff Newman, if I could be added to the queue.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay, thanks. On this issue specifically, we are waiting for the output of the cross-community working group, as you mentioned. I know Cheryl Langdon Orr is on that group, and as well as others. It may be that they punt that issue or lots of the issues they're dealing with to us, and if that happens, we might need a longer time frame. If that group is able to come up with answers to everything that we need, then we might need less time. So I think it's one of those areas where there is a great dependency on what that group is doing.
Thank you, Jeff. Heather, you are also in the queue. Please go ahead.
Thanks very much. I'm happy to say a tiny bit, just to follow up on what Jeff just said. We are in the process of putting together what is looking like the final report of the country and territory names, cross-community working group on country and territory names. The group hopes to have its report finalized and published by Hyderabad, so that gives you our time frame. If there's a way, I know that the members of the cross-community working group, or a number of them, come from other SOs and ACs, in particular the CCNSO. They're very keen to be involved with our work. One of the things that I've done is ask GNSO support staff for, let's say, an understanding of resources for how we can skill those folks up in terms of how we work as the GNSO, because that was one of the concerns of the cross-community working group members, was how to skill up folks who aren't used to working within GNSO working groups. So that's one thing that I'm working on. An interest was expressed within the cross-community working group in its last meeting a week ago. Could we have a separate work track for this so that they didn't have to delve all the way into subsequent procedures and all of its many tasks on its agenda? And of course, this work stream is great for that. I think what I would say at this point is, if it's possible to somehow delay the geo names portion of that discussion, because as Jeff rightfully says, you'll not want to reinvent the wheel, and we'll want to pick up with, at the very least, the background and context and the solid research that's been done by that group. So I would say, if we can shift the timeline, number one, and then number two, once we have an opportunity to see that final report in full, you might want to tinker with the timeline as well. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Heather. At Rubens, I see your hand is up as well. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Michael. It's Rubens Q for the record. Just like to remind everyone in this work group that there is another source of possibly reserved names, which are names with technical issues or names that could cause security issues, something that we'll be looking at another work track, and they might contribute to a larger list that will compile by this work track. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Rubens. Do I hear somebody else as well? No. Okay, I'm just talking to myself. Thank you. Yes, very good point, Rubens. Thank you both, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff, Heather, and Rubens for that. Taking that in mind, I believe that this is, as everyone has kindly put, an issue that we need to look at later on and give more allocated time to in order to consider what the work that other groups are looking at. Doesn't sound like I'm hearing someone else. Phil, have you been able to log in or to call in?
Yeah. Hi. I finally managed to get back in. Yep, I'm here. Fingers crossed, it's going to work now. Yeah, but I've missed
good.
So much, I'm losing track.
So at this point, we're just looking at the overall issues, and looking at each individual one, trying to prioritize and decide whether or not the current schedule suits what we're looking at. So noting from what we've received, the feedback we've received in regards to reserved names, this is obviously an issue that is depending upon the work that other groups are currently doing. So this probably should be come back to at a different point. I'd like to kind of put in this priority as one of later value. I'm not sure how we want to assign priority, but at the current norm, normally, I believe priority would be assigned with a nice number, but I think in this instance, we'll just use the word and assign that this has later priority or medium priority in this case. If you could please note that in the notes so we can make sure to come back to that when necessary. I'd also like to be looking at the grouping of certain issues and I'm going to take a shot in the dark and see if we can group these with the IGO/NGO procedures issue as well. Does anyone have any feedback in regards to that, or am I just...
Michael, can I jump in?
Go ahead. Oh, please, be my guest.
Yeah, Michael? Yeah, I was going to say the chart that's up there. Do we can ICANN staff confirm what's the end date when this of the schedule? What's the end date in 2017 when this has all got to be completed by? Do we have an end date here?
Hearing none, I would jump. I would like to look.
Steve Chan has his hand up.
Go ahead.
Sure, thanks.
I'm sorry, say again.
This is Steve Chan from staff. And so I guess it's to answer your question directly, there is a date in the schedule. But I mean, as we, I guess, reevaluate how we're going to organize a schedule and take a deeper consideration of how long the efforts might take, I think those end dates might shift. So at least for this work track right now, it shows as April 28, 2017, but that's not determinative. That can be affected by what this work track determines. Does that help, Phil?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Steve.
Hi, this is Paul McGrady. I've had my hand up for a bit, but is it okay if I jump
please
in?
Go ahead, please.
So I just don't want this reserve names list issue to pass. I think it's right to postpone it until we have the report that Heather mentioned, but I don't want the moment to pass without expressing some skepticism about why this topic is in the legal and regulatory team. All the contracts are California law, and I know of no federal or state law of California that restricts speech along the lines that the reserve name list does. So it seems to me that all that's coming from some other source other than legal and regulatory. So maybe I'm wrong, and maybe that report will clearly indicate where applicable law kicks in here, and maybe we'll know that in a couple of months. But I do just want to drop a footnote here saying I don't really know why this topic is here in this group. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul. I think one aspect in my own knowledge that I would say that why it's put in this specific group is I think this is looking at the issue of whether or not certain countries have rights to those country names and to what the protections or the restrictions to those names laid out in the current registry agreement allows for. I think this is I think the IPC for example has had a lot of debate in regards to what, if any, country rights actually exist. This is my own opinion, but if anyone else has any other answers to Paul's question, I would very much invite them to say something.
This is Jeff Newman. Can I get in the queue?
Please.
Thanks. Sorry, I'm still not on Adobe. I'll be on in like in a couple minutes. But I think we have this country issue, territory issue for a couple of reasons. Number one is we have to address it both at the top level and the second level. So reserve names are both top-level reserve, and also there are second-level reserve names. But it's also a policy issue as well. So I think there was a legal paper that came out, so there's certainly law that deals with this, but we need to address it from a policy perspective. I think one of the issues with the last round was that it was basically a policy decision to exclude these names or to reserve these names, but it was not one that went through the bottom-up community. It was a compromise that was made between the GAC and the board at the time, and I believe that was one of the compromises from Brussels back in 2010 or 2011. So this has never gone through the policy process. Well, I should say originally went through the policy process where it was decided in 2007 that there should be no protection for geographic names. But the revised version that was an agreement between the board and the GAC. And so now we have to address it in a bottom-up fashion. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you very much for that. That is kindly noted. I see several people are typing in the chat. However, in the interest of time, I'd kind of like to move forward. I think it is very much key to note that this is a policy process, as well as there's a lot of debate whether or not it needs to be something we're looking at or not. But I think for the current time, I think everyone is in agreement that this is an issue that we need to come back to, depending on the work of other groups that are currently going on. Did anyone have any feedback in regards or whether or not that this had that this could be grouped together with the protection for IGO and INGOs and identifiers? I think Jeff kind of provided some input in regards to that. Phil, do you have any word?
Yeah, Michael, I was thinking I'll ask Paul a question then. So if he thinks he shouldn't be in this work track, where does he think it should be going?
This is Paul McGrady. You know, I don't know the answer to that. I can look through the titles of the other work tracks, or maybe we should just title this legal, regulatory, and miscellaneous things that aren't legal or regulatory. I'm not sure. I understand Jeff's point that it's top level and second level, but that doesn't make it legal or regulatory. And a compromise between, you know, outside of the regular policy development process also doesn't make it regulatory or legal. So I understand what Jeff is saying about how it needs a home, but again, it's not clear to me why it's right here. Yeah, thanks. I also don't want to make a big deal about this. I just wanted to note my skepticism. That's all.
Yeah.
That goes somewhere in the record. Thanks.
Yeah, this is Jeff Newman. I'm sorry. I can answer. I missed some of Paul's question. Now I think I know what he's asking. So can I just to respond to that? The reason it's in this subgroup is because of the fact that it is the restrictions that we put at the second level are reflected in the legal agreement. So it made the most sense to put it into this of the four work tracks. It made the most sense to do this one because of where the restrictions are currently placed at least at the second level in Schedule 5. So if you feel like it should be somewhere else, then let us know. But that's the reason why it initially grouped would be work track 2. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Paul. Does anyone else have any more feedback in regards to this issue? Hearing none, I would like to move forward. I believe that this is an issue that, as everyone is stating, that is something is questionable in regards to whether or not it belongs in this working track. To say, I think Steve Chan noted that if the legal and the regulatory issues title is a bit too, how would you say, too descriptive, perhaps we include the term contractual obligations. To the title included, well, obligations. That would be interesting to note that we would kind of have give us a bit more to look at here. But I think that would be noted, and it is noted, so perfect. All right, let's keep pressing forward. I'd kind of like to see if we can't group these together with the IGO/INGO protections. I think that in just kind of grouping them for the current time might help us better push forward in this issue. But I think that the reserve names will be dependent upon the IGO/INGO protection somewhat. I could be wrong, but still, I think these are similar enough that we can put them together. Does anyone have an opinion on that specifically, or can I just kind of group them together?
Michael, this is Phil here. Michael, can you hear me? It's Phil here.
Yes, Phil, I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Jeff Newman's making a very valid comment that obviously spec 5 in the best agreement is a schedule reserve name. So logically, you'd think it should stay in this work track, to be honest with you.
Thank you, Phil. Okay. Yes. Moving forward, Alexander Schubert has pointed out that grouping may be in terms of crossing here in the group, but there is no connection otherwise. And then Phil Moreno has pointed out that IGO-NGO seems broader than reserved names since it potentially covers curative rights as well. I think that's key to note. Perhaps grouping isn't going to be a better way to proceed at this point. Perhaps we should go over each individual issue and then kind of get out what each individual's comments are in regards to this specific matter, and then start looking at grouping. Maybe I'm trying to move the ball forward too quickly on how we should proceed. Phil, would you be in agreement on that?
Yeah. I'm saying these current dates and the way it's been set up in that order. Are we basically agreeing that we stay with that order? Because obviously ICANN has thought this through. It's all part of that huge, long Gantt chart that they've got. So are people thinking that this should be in a different order completely? So that the reserve name is too high in the whole process? And then should we be considering doing these in parallel, working on these in parallel at the same time? Or are we going to do one after the other, according to the schedule that's set up there at the moment?
I think that's what we were trying to address, but I think we've gotten, I'm not saying we got off topic, but I think we had a rather detailed conversation in regards to each individual issue. Jeff had his hand up a moment ago, and he no longer has his hand up. Jeff, no, he has his hand up again. Okay, please go ahead. Jeff, you're on the air. Please go ahead.
It would help if I took it off mute. Thank you. This is Jeff Newman. So just to go back a little bit, Paul, we can change the name to legal, contractual, regulatory. That's fine. I think that's certainly what it was intended to cover, which is why we had the base contract in here. So if we want to change the name, I'm perfectly fine with doing that. I don't think anyone should have an issue with that. To just address the comment by Phil on the IGO-INGO, yes, the curative rights are an IGO-INGO issue, but hopefully they're working, there's a separate group that's working on finalizing their recommendations so that we can just take those recommendations as well and not address the curative rights any further than what's already been done. So I think we're fine on that. But I do think that we do need to come to some sort of grouping. I do believe we're going to have to work on a number of these issues in parallel. Otherwise, we'll never get it done. So, you know, I appreciate this kind of straw man that's thrown up here, and let's, you know, work on it. And I want to just thank you guys for working on it and throwing the first one out there, because that's always the hardest. Thanks.
So, are you going to take off, or it sounds like you have your audio on ready to speak?
Shall we move on and talk about the overall work plan?
I think that would be a good way to move forward at this point. I think we've kind of had a discussion on our first topic and at this point. So I think in the interest of time, let's move forward with the overall work plan. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I have a work plan for the jurisdiction group for the CWG, and basically they're going through the whole process that we are, and they put together a whole from August through to June next year. Each month, they basically scheduled out a set number of meetings every month. Then they've got they put down the activities and the milestones to achieve in that month, and the fourth column is a detailed overview of the work done. And I'm thinking we need to do the whole same process, because I think it's very important that we kind of get absolute clarification on how many meetings we want when we want them, you know, how many meetings in a month, and yeah, what we need to kind of put together what I think is a critical path. So we stick on that critical path, so we hit the milestones when we're, you know, within the timelines. So I wonder if we could start opening that up. And are we in agreement that this time is the right time, every other week? I think that's how it's panning out. Is that correct, Emily?
If I could ask Steve or Terry or Julie to kind of jump in here. I believe that there were agreed a number of times here that we would be meeting in regards to the overall schedule for the group as a whole, not just the individual working tracks. But are we set in stone in regards to a time that this specific working track, and already they are writing these in the notes, so I'll let them chime in. So Emily, please go ahead.
Thanks. This is Emily from Seth. Can you hear me okay?
Very much so. Please go ahead.
Great. So the times for this work track are very much not set in stone. We suggested as an initial rotation to meet on Thursdays, rotating between three time slots, 3 UTC, 15 UTC, and 20 UTC. We suggested those time slots because we're trying to avoid conflicts with Workstream 2 for the CWG accountability work, which has a number of time slots that they're using 5 days a week. But if the working group decides that it does not want to use those time slots, it wants to use other time slots, it wants to meet more frequently or less frequently, that's fine. It's completely up to the group. So that was just to get you started, but if you would like to do something different, that's up to the group. Thanks.
Thank you, Emily. I believe at the current time we have, I don't think we've done a doodle poll perhaps to see what everyone's overall opinion is in regards to times. I don't see any opposition in regards to this current time. Does anyone, can we kind of assume that we're all in agreement on this, on these three rotation times? Or does someone have a voice in regards to this time will not work for me? Or should we leave that up to a doodle poll, kind of move more effectively? Phil, if you have any comments and words, I'd very much welcome them.
Yeah, yes, Michael. I'm looking down the list here, and to be honest, I think I've had this conversation with Emily, actually. The two of us are actually Europeans, based in Europe at the moment. So obviously I've got like 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. You're in Japan, and you're okay with it, even though it's 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. The vast majority of people here, they're in the States, so I think actually this slot works pretty well. And as Christina's pointing out on the chat, she says, won't the 3 o'clock UTC slot conflict with the meeting time for the full WG? Well, I don't know the answer to that. So Emily's replied, typically the full group will meet on the Monday. So I think this is probably a very good time. If we could do the same time every 2 weeks, maybe that would work for everybody.
I am of a similar opinion in that sense. If there is a call for needing to change that schedule, I think I would appreciate if somebody could contact us. If not, we will keep with that and meet every 2 weeks then, subject to, of course, holiday. No, we don't, not holidays, but subject to conflicts with other meetings. So, all right then. Thank you. Phil, would you please move forward then?
What should we talk about next? So we discussed meeting times. I was talking to Steve Chan earlier, and And we were discussing whether we could set up something probably on ICANN's wiki where we do topic by topic and everybody's got access to that and they can make comments on it. I don't know how that could be evolved, but maybe we could open the discussion on that. Clearly, we need to have some kind of mechanism where we can. We're talking outside the tech. And the problem I've got, certainly with the number of working groups that I'm on, is a massive amount of emails, one-liner emails that I get in individual conversations with people within that working group. And it just doesn't work for me. So, I think we need to minimize that situation.
Thank you, Phil. So yes, this is looking at what working methods we are able that we have and we are able to work with. So currently we have the email list, as Phil has pointed out, and this is a rather open device for everyone to in regards to. While we think we're looking at what we can do with the ICANN wiki to kind of keep topic discussions centralized on each individual subject. In order to keep something with organization, then Jeff, you have put a comment in. Sorry, I'm trying to check the chat as well as talk about the issue. But I think Jeff is talking about the base agreement.
Yeah, sorry. This is
okay. I believe this might be answering individual. Okay, Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, this is Jeff Newman. It was going to a topic that I'm just looking at the notes because I was off Adobe, but Paul had mentioned starting with the base agreement would be a really big topic, and I just wanted to clarify that I think when we were talking about starting with the base agreement, it was just on the concept of whether to have kind of one agreement and one size fits all, or whether we as a group support the notion of potentially having separate agreements depending on categories. I thought that was, you know, that could be a potential issue to start with as an overall topic, but that's what it meant. So I didn't mean to interrupt the flow. Sorry about that, guys.
No, Jeff, thank you for that. That is noted, but as it reflected to an earlier opinion, an earlier question, I'd kind of like not to go back to that. Cheryl has just pointed out that we are reaching our time, and I don't think we've been able to stick with the agenda too well today. I feel that at this point we need to be addressing whether or not we work on issues in parallel or we stick with issues individually. I think this is going to be the biggest issue in regards to where we actually start from and where we actually end in this regard. I would like to very much kind of bring up Phil's question very much so that we have, what is our end date? And Jeff, if you can kind of jump in and provide feedback, what is the absolute last date that we need to have all of our issues consolidated and reported to the overall working group?
This is Jeff Newman. Thanks for putting me on the spot. I don't have the overall work plan. In essence, our goal is to, if you look at the work plan, is to get everything done so that we have a preliminary report that reflects all of the different work team input. Sorry, I'm just reading Paul's joke about Christmas Eve. No, not this Christmas Eve. But early in like mid-2017 to get a preliminary report and get feedback on it. So I'll have to go back to the overall full work plan, but that's a good question, and let's take that as an action item so that we can go over that on the next call.
Thank you, Jeff. I think the current date we have set is about early February, mid-February. I like to work with dates, something that we can stick a date on, so we're not just trailing in the woods without any without a torchlight. It is very much appreciated. But we are reaching the top of the hour. I think we need to decide the next action items. I think for the next meeting, we need to address the parallel issue and whether or not we want to do individual topics. And at that point, I think we'll need to go through each issue and kind of look at what we're talking about more so before we can decide overall priority. In that sense, and before we can actually start grouping issues and decide where we want to work with them in parallel. With that, I don't want to jump in I don't want to jump too much into other topics, so at this point I think I'm just going to leave off on this. So if you have any last words, not to pun anything, please say them now.
No, not really. I'm just really sorry about the mess up in the beginning. But hopefully next time we'll get it sorted out. Thanks for all giving up some of your personal time to be on the call, and look forward to speaking more in a couple of weeks. That would be great.
Yes, thank you, everyone. I think we'll end it there. Staff, could you please end the recording? Thank you everyone for calling. Thank you everyone for coming.
Thanks, Phil. Thanks, Michael. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
It's a pleasure. Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Thank you very much for joining. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines.